After more than a decade marked by delays and turmoil, the redevelopment of Burlington's downtown mall, a site known as The Pit, is nearing completion. The first phase of the Burlington Square project is now open and includes a 160-room hotel and 53 apartments. A second building on the site, which will have more housing and another hotel, is slated to be finished in 2027. Vermont Public's Liam Elder Connors has been covering this story for his entire career, and he joins me now. Good morning, Liam.
Morning, Jen.
So, Liam, you went to a ribbon cutting yesterday for the opening of the new hotel. Set the scene for us.
There were dozens of people there, including former city officials like Mayor Moreau Weinberger, who'd been in office when the project was first proposed and did a lot to help push it forward. There were past city councilors, including some of the past city council presidents who oversaw a number of development agreements and pre-development agreements over the years. And it was a pretty big celebratory moment. This project has been in the works for a long time and gone through a lot of changes. Here's Dave Farrington, one of the project developers, yesterday.
I'm calling it a monumental milestone. We're not done, but it's a big hurdle that we jumped over.
Now, there is still work to do on the project, but like Farrington said, there's finally something there, which hasn't been the case for a while.
Liam, fair to say you don't normally cover hotel openings. So why were you there?
Well, like you mentioned, I kind of grew up with this project and this story. I've been covering it since I became a reporter here shortly after college. So this really is a story that is near and dear to me. And, you know, it has been a project that has gone through so many stops and starts over the years. There have been twists and turns. It was stalled for a very long time. And now there's something there. There's this hotel. There are apartments which are needed in a city that's been struggling with a housing shortage. And there's more housing coming down the pike with the rest of this project. So it's a big deal for the city. And the fact that there's something there is pretty significant.
Will you walk us through a brief history of some of those twists and turns of this redevelopment saga?
Sure. So back in 2014, Don Sinnix, who was the owner of the mall at the time, unveiled a sweeping vision where he would expand the mall. There'd be office space, there'd be apartments. And controversially, there was going to be a 14-story tower as part of this new mall redevelopment. That drew a lot of ire from local activists. There were lawsuits that were filed, but the project was able to kind of inch forward still. Those lawsuits didn't completely stop it. And in December 2017, Sinnix demolished the mall, knocked it down, and that's where we ended up with this large vacant lot that became known as The Pit, was right there in the middle. And shortly after the demolition, the project stalled and remained stalled for 4 years because Sinnix wasn't able to secure financing, and it just didn't go forward. Many other twists and turns happened. Another big developer took the lead, then scaled it back, then abandoned it. Sinnix came back, and then a trio of local developers bought it out. And that trio of developers is who restarted construction in 2022. So it's really gone from pit to project, and that's something that the developers have noted. Here's Ash Sangani. He's with the Giri Group, or the Giri Hotels, which is the group running the new hotel.
Just for a retrospect, right? A few years ago, there was a big hole here. Just take a second to just understand where things moved.
So the first phase of the project, now called Burlington Square, is done. So, Liam, what happens next?
Well, the new apartments there are being leased. The hotel is open. In terms of the rentals, there's the first tenant is moving in at the end of this week. And according to the developers, four of the apartments have been leased. They're pretty expensive. A studio is a little more than $1,600 at the lowest level. And the top floor has a two-bedroom, two-bath apartment that's going for $6,800. And like I said, there's still more work to be done on this project. There's another building that needs to be finished, and that'll have a hotel and more than 300 apartments. There's some street work that needs to get done as well, and all of that is going to take a couple more years still.
That is Vermont Public reporter Liam Elder Connors. Liam, thank you for stopping by this morning. Really appreciate it.
You bet.